Dan, Dan, he's here.
Who's here, Doug?
Hector.
Hector? Here? Now?
Yeah.
Where?
In the audition booth, listening to some new sound effects.
Well, Chuck, that's great. You know what that means, don't you?
Sure, it means that finally the Hector Q. Peabody Show will go on the air with Hector Q. Peabody.
Oh, boy, that's great.
It's
I'm really happy.
I'm so happy.
It's time for the Hector Q. Peabody Show, and this is Chuck Shaden, along with my partner Dan McGuire, who is at this moment getting Hector for his initial appearance on our show. Dan and Hector ought to be here any minute now. Ah, here they are now. Come on in. Well, why, Dan, you're all alone. Where's Hector?
He was in the audition booth listening to some sound effects.
So?
Well, he was listening to that new wind effect.
Yeah?
Well, he was listening to it, and then he left. He took off.
Oh, no, you mean he's...
Yeah, he's gone with the wind.
Friends, how would you like to be the happy and carefree owner of a luxurious new snipe farm in southern Florida? Well, you can simply by calling the real estate department of Bigelow's Bargain Basement.
Yes, through a lucky purchase, Bigelow's real estate department has obtained a beautiful 20-acre snipe farm only 3 miles offshore along the Miami Beach coast. And if you act now, this marvelous farm can be yours, lock, stock, and Harold. Harold, of course, is the caretaker.
Now, friends, you all know that snipe hunting is one of the most popular of all our American outdoor sports. People travel for miles to get to the better snipe territories, and Florida is one of the best of these. What's more, the sport is becoming so popular that people are willing to pay tremendous sums in order to stock their own wooded lands with snipe. So a smart person who acts now and gets in while the getting is good can literally make himself a fortune.
You can be that lucky person if you're the owner of this marvelous snipe-raising farm. Snipe are not the most abundant animals in the United States, and the more scarce they become, the more people will be willing to pay to buy them and stock their land.
So come in and see Bigelow's real estate manager right away. You can be the owner of a beautiful, well-stocked snipe farm only 3 miles offshore at Miami Beach. What's more, if you act promptly, Bigelow's real estate manager may also throw in, along with the property, a rowboat so that you can get out to your farm and a 20-foot sounding rod so you can poke around and find it.
And by the way, when you row out to your farm, take a life preserver with you and throw it to Harold, won't you? The last time we heard from him, he said he was drowning.
Say, that sounds like a good offer.
That is a very interesting offer.
If I had the money, I would go into that myself.
I would. Say, we have time for the guest spot now, don't we?
Yeah, I'd prefer if you interviewed him. I'd like to go out for a cup of coffee.
All right, I'll do that then.
All right, I'll be back.
Okay. And now, friends of the Hector Q. Peabody Show, it's time for our guest spot. And today we have with us a person of international fame, a person of quite good fortune, a person of the utmost quality. We have chosen him for his interesting occupation. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like you to meet the Honorable Dwight Dwight. Is that right, Dwight?
Right. You're quite right. It's Dwight.
Well, Dwight, it's a delight that you're sitting on my right.
Quite.
I understand that you have an interesting occupation. Is that right, Dwight?
Right. Quite right.
Well, would you mind telling our listeners what you do for a living?
I'm a cushmaker.
A cushmaker? Well, Dwight, would you set us right? Just what is a cushmaker?
How the heck should I know?
And now, friends, it's time for another in the series of the true-to-life adventures of Portia Fink, Girl Garbage Man. When we last left Portia, she was just returning home after a hard day on the fly wagon. Let's listen.
Yoo-hoo, honey, I'm home.
Who's home?
It's me, Sam, Portia, your wife.
My what?
Your wife.
Oh, her. Well, tell her to come in. I'm decent.
Sam, it's me. I'm Portia.
Oh, all right. I'll take some. How much are they?
How much are... Sam, have you been eating the baby's pablum again?
Look, buddy, I told you I'd buy whatever you got to sell, only hurry up and leave me alone.
Sam, think. What is this, anyway?
Now, look, Jack, I ain't... Oh, it's you, Portia. When did you get here? What happened to that other guy that was in here?
Oh, Sam, I don't know what I'm going to do with you. You don't even care about me anymore. You don't do anything anymore. All you do is sit around the house all day and listen to the radio.
Listen, Portia, I don't mind it when you call me a lazy bum. And I didn't mind it the other day when you said I was a good-for-nothing loafer. But now you've done it. Now you've done it.
Done what, you...
I don't care what you may have said before, but there is absolutely nothing wrong with sitting around all day listening to the radio.
Oh, Sam, what am I doing?
There are many good qualities to radio listening, and you ain't got no right to take them away from me just because you're a big woman in the sanitary district.
Sam, I...
Big deal. She's drunk with power just because she's got the best alley in the city.
Sam!
Just because you got the shiniest yellow city truck made in 1917.
Sam!
Big woman, $10 a day in meals. Big deal, big deal.
Now listen, Sam, I'm not going to take any more of this.
What do you mean?
I mean that now it's my turn to put in 2 cents worth.
All right, go ahead, go ahead.
Thank you.
now we take you to Skid Row, where your hosts Joe and Louie of Undercover Motors are waiting to show you some of today's specials.
Thanks. We'll just take a few minutes of your time, buddy.
Yeah, you.
Yeah, buddy, we mean you.
Hey. Hey, you. Come here. We got a deal for you, Jack.
You know it. Step a little closer, Dad. We have a real deal for you. We're going to let you take this 29 Maxwell off our hands. It's in perfect shape. It's got three wheels and a reconditioned crystal set.
Yeah, Stan, and we'll also include a heater and a seat cover. And since we like you, we like the way you look, we're including an autographed photograph of Al Capone eating a pizza.
Now look, Sam, here's the real lowdown on this job. It was originally owned by a little old school teacher.
She washed it every day, and she seldom used it.
She didn't have to. She lived across the street from the school and didn't need a car.
Actually, this car is lucky. You see, this teacher won it in a pool the teachers made up with the milk money, see?
Now, buddy, you're never gonna believe the price on this car. Just wait till you hear it.
It's yours, Doc, for only $999.99. That's less than a grand. Think of that.
You see, we could give it to you at this low, low price because we got a low overhead and a good hiding place.
Sure, and we'll even give you an allowance for this here car. We'll let you have a buck and a quarter, sight unseen, for your old rod, the car.
Or if you ain't got a trade-in, we'll give you a buck and a quarter for your ma, or your ma's mother-in-law, that noisy kid next door.
Now, don't make no hasty decisions. We operate from this here corner every evening after dark, and Sundays from 3 a.m. to 5 a.m.
Or you can give us a buzz on the phone. Call cell block 97642.
Yeah, and now let's get back to the Hector Q. Peabody Show.
Well, here we are back at the Hector Q. Peabody Show, and here's news of the most exciting contest in radio history.
It's called Name That Tune, Goon.
That's right, and it's the simplest thing in the world to enter.
Nothing to buy, nothing to send in, no money involved. Just prizes galore for you.
If you can guess the identity of the mystery tune.
In a few seconds, we're going to play a tune on the photograph. And you can identify that tune.
And it's so easy, you won't be able to miss.
If you can identify that tune in 60 words or less, you'll be the owner of a brand spanking new frozen pizza.
And that's just one of the many prizes offered on this, the biggest Hector Q. Peabody contest of the season.
In addition to the frozen pizza...
And by itself, that's enough for anyone.
In addition to the pizza, we're sending the winner on an all-expense-paid trip to the Russian salt mines.
You'll see the Russian dogs fighting for their lives.
You'll see weak, underfed weaklings gasping their last gasp of air.
What fun!
And if your answer is the first correct answer received by our judges, we'll send you post-pay.
I may make a play for the caddy, but if I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine fitted hattie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Oh, my heart belongs to Daddy. So I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Dad, 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 dad. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I know you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well. Thank you. my daddy.
Nice music, huh? Let's have some more music now. It's time for more music on the Hector Q. Peabody Show, and so we'll have another record, and the next record is...
Wait a minute, Chuck. Let me announce it. You always pick them out, so let me announce them.
Well, who do you think you are? What kind of communism is this?
What communism? I just want to announce the next record.
Well, you know, you've got a lot of nerve, and after all I've done for you, pulled you out of the gutter, brought you to the radio, paid for your food, clothing, and
who
shelter...
Who pulled who out of the gutter? I was walking down Main Street, and you were pushing a broom when I came along in my solid gold Cadillac pogo stick and...
Shut up.
What?
You heard me.
Well, of all the...
Play my record, Joe.
Boy! Papa the doobit, the loo-bop, the doobit. Girl! Papa the doobit,
the loo-bop. Joe, take that record off. Joe, stop the music!
Listen, buddy, what are you doing?
Never mind. Joe, put on that record I gave you.
Joe, will you please take off that record? Joe, take off the record. Please, Joe, take off the record. That's better. Now, we've had enough of this around here. Joe, I want that first record that I gave you on the turntable, and I want it on now. Now, keep going.
I know the right thing to do. Kiss.
Joe, take off that record.
Leave it on, Joe.
Take it off, Joe.
Hey, McGuire, what are you anyway? Big deal?
No, I'm not a big deal. I just think I ought to have my way around here once in a while.
Drop dead. Leave this record on.
Well, I don't have to stand for that. I'm getting out of here.
Chuck Shaden sitting as far away from that other guy as can be possible.
And this is Dan McGuire trying not to look at this other jerk next to me.
And I guess we have to close this Hector Q. Peabody show. And if Hector doesn't show up, and instead of being gone with the wind, there's not going to be anybody here, because I refuse to work with this numbskull any longer.
Still.
Dances on our show were staged by Peter Pan. Halloween costumes by Oliver Dragon.
Sound was by Mark Coney.
That guy on the controls was Joe Abriscato.
And this was a CLS production.
Boy.